Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. How do you want to feel today? This is a question that I have been asking myself lately, because while on the surface it may seem like an easy question, if you really think about it and you think about the range of different things that we can feel on any given day, this question can go in a lot of different directions. And I think it's an important one to ask, and here's why. We live in a time in our modern times where on a daily basis, we are proposed with ideas on how we should feel. Now, no one may say that to us directly in terms of how do you want to feel today? But when we encounter advertisements or we encounter messages that have requests of us, within that are invitations. Do you want to take X, Y, and Z seriously? Do you want to feel better about your life by having this product in your house or in your library? And whatever it is, we're being invited to feel different things. We're being invited to engage with different emotions on a daily basis. So why not invite ourselves? Why not take the initiative and decide that I too get to say how I want to feel today? And that doesn't mean that everything is going to go according to plan and it's all going to be wrapped up into this one word that we've attached to a feeling. But I do think that one of the gifts that we have with language is the opportunity to look for words as symbols for how we would like to feel, how we would like to interact with others, how we would like to make an impact in the world on that particular day. I'm going to read a list of different things that you may want to feel today. And what I want to invite you to do is to just listen and notice which word or words stand out to you the most. I do recommend that you don't try to hold on to more than two or three. One is ideal, but if there's more than one, hey, we're allowed to feel more than one thing at once. But my hope for this is that you can recognize your own ability in this present moment to say, this is how I want to feel. This is how I want to move throughout the rest of the day. And no matter the unknowns that I face, no matter what comes up, this is something I can return to. This is something I can be curious about. Maybe you can even write it down and go even deeper with it. Take with you. And I encourage you, if you're able, to say this word out loud, to carry it with you. So I'm going to read through this list. I didn't even actually write down the number of how many words are on this list, but it's not too long. And I just want to invite you to listen and notice which word stands out to you. Inspired, included, optimistic, safe, lively, calm, brave, adventurous, loved, joyful, capable, fulfilled, free, expressive, strong, beautiful, valuable, curious, alive, supported, creative, hopeful, harmonious, present. I hope that this list inspired you to think about how you want to feel today. I hope that it gave you something, even if it's just one word, that you can hold on to and say, yeah, that sounds good. And I also hope that it doesn't feel like this big declarative thing, and that you know that if you get halfway through today or even to this evening and you're just feeling something completely different from what you said, that is okay. Allowed to spend time thinking about how we want to feel. We're allowed to be intentional about how we move through the day. So here's to moving through the day with intention and hope for how we might grow. Of a grace-filled day. You can journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Of the words that were listed, which one stood out the most to you and why? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.